This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another edition of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and I have Alan Minskoff with me, and he's letting us know what he's been listening to. And you've been listening to a lot, Alan.
This is a really rich week, a lot of variety, and today is the only day where we are dealing with nonfiction. This is a memoir by, you know, the esteemed, distinguished actor Stanley Tucci, who also is a great lover of all things Italian and all things Italian food. This is called Taste. It's his memoir.
Oh, God.
It's awfully good.
I'm just going to say
off the title, it mixes recipes, and of course his drink concoctions have become a YouTube sensation.
Oh, completely. And we can all watch him make Negronis forever.
Absolutely.
It's just like, oh, I'm kind of bored. Oh, I'm just going to watch Stanley Tucci make a Negroni.
And I think that it is hard not to be enchanted by this book. Now, I have one caveat I'm going to say right away. If you are bothered by the F-bomb, there is America's longest recitation of the F-bomb in this book. Is it just the once,
or is it a constant?
Well, it's a couple times, but the once is a lot.
Okay.
But that said, it is so honest, so well written, and so peers into so many corners of his life and his experiences that if you can set that aside, this is truly a fine memoir, full of recipes, full of experiences, you know, a fair number of names drop because he knows a lot of people. I mean, he is Stanley Tucci, after all. And he co-directed, for my money, one of the very best food movies of all time.
Which is Big Night.
Absolutely.
I love that film.
Well, let's just say this. If you love that film, this memoir will keep you listening into the night.
And of course, In Search of Italy, his series, which won an Emmy.
It was brilliant.
It was brilliant. So I can only imagine what this book is like, his memoir that he narrates. It must be bliss. Did you get hungry listening?
I did. And in fact, I went back to list of sections over. I must add, though, there is really a gut-wrenching piece on his experience, and it's not so long ago, with throat cancer. Mm. Very honest, very to the bone, and he lost a lot of weight. He luckily survived, you know, through the intervention of family and friends and good doctoring. But it is powerful. It adds a kind of this could happen to you mm-hmm. to the ending of this memoir that I felt was an incredible kind of way for him. I mean, he's very honest about what he went through. And fortunately, he's obviously working again. He's regained the weight that he lost. And one other very important point. He is a real Italian in the sense he has an incredible love for family, which is so refreshing in our era where people go back and, you know, the families are the enemy, not to him.
I know.
He absolutely loved his parents. Mother was a phenomenal cook, great person. And his father was a high school teacher, artist, taught art.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's so nice. And the irony of him getting throat cancer.
It's cruel.
It's so cruel. But anyway, that comes at the end of the book. And I think the excerpt you have for us is a happier one.
It's much earlier. Yeah, it's much. Well, the book is a happy book. Even he comes through it. So, you know, there's this wonderful, you know, feeling of this almost could have destroyed everything, but it didn't.
What are we going to listen to?
Okay, so the sound sample is 5 decades ago when he and his sisters and his parents go to Italy. And of course, they had really never traveled before. His dad is a high school art teacher. So they this is a wonderful chance. The dad gets a kind of a fellowship to go to Italy, and this talks about their first experience dining out.
Okay, this is Taste, written and read by Stanley Tucci.
Anyway, 50 years ago, there were very few restaurants in that part of Westchester, and those that existed were either diners or very high-end places serving duck à l'orange or other French classics that were all the rage in 1970s America. Public school teacher salaries being what they were, and frankly still are, dining out for a family of five was cost prohibitive, so logically, we ate in. Also the fact that my mother was such a good cook made it certain that we never would have gotten anything nearly as delicious as what she was serving on any given night, even in the upscale restaurants, and surely not at any of the diners. So eating in a restaurant, but especially eating in a restaurant in Rome, was a whole new world for my sisters and me.
Oh, Italy. Oh, Stanley Tucci. This sounds like bliss.
It is. It is so enjoyable. And this ending, the reality of it, I think only makes you empathize with him, understand him, and, you know, admire him even more. I mean, he's so wonderful with food.
Yeah, he's so wonderful with food. And I knew he was married previously and his wife died, mm-hmm. which, of course, is tragic enough. So when I had seen reviews about, you know, the part cancer played in his life, I at first assumed this was about losing his wife.
It's actually not. It's about his life with food. And of course, he's now married to Emily Blunt's sister, who's in the literary world.
So things are lovely for him, and I'm glad, because I feel like the world is a better place because Stanley Tucci's in it.
And I hope people actually listen to the audiobook, because his voice really is, I said in my review, that he kind of is like the actor who comes and breaks down the fourth wall and just talks to you.
Yeah, he's definitely.
Gives you those insights.
Yes, this is definitely something I want to listen to. Okay, Taste, written and read by Stanley Tucci. Alan, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And I look forward to it.
This episode of Behind the Mic is brought to you by Blackstone Publishing, publisher of I Am Not Who You Think I Am, the gripping thriller from New York Times bestselling author Eric Rickstad, and it's read by actor Steven Weber. That's from Blackstone Publishing. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.